I'm here to share.
But our lives are too short, and I think all of us who would be assembled in this room would be here because we want to live them in the most meaningful way that we can. And in defining the word meaningful, in my own case, I think it's for something that is just right. And I think that our oath of allegiance is a good oath to the United States and to the Constitution. And we just need to know so we don't charge off in false directions, because you waste time and energy and resources, and they're all too precious in what directions we should be headed. I know that Cy and I have took the same oath, and I know we're both dedicated to lay down our lives if necessary, but preferably the adversary will go before us. I think both of us are interested just to get the best guidance that we can so that we can do all that we can before we're finally called.
Well, you're doing it. Every time you open your mouth for truth, there must be the spokespeople. There has been the continual, well, why don't you participate? I am bound to participate in this manner because it is not mystical. If you've ever operated a radio, it isn't mystical. Let's just call her the translator. You don't think anything about it if one calls you and speaks Russian and you don't, to have someone tell you what is being said. I use enough of her personality so that one's in the room and she later in witnessing and hearing, because I require that she have the lessons, but she will not recall until it's triggered, unless I require that of her. I do not sound like her. That is simply for her and for the ones in this room who know her, because we're not here on a big entertainment kick. And I don't want a bunch of ones coming to watch Dharma pull for some kind of guru. Although there will come the time, and it is not far off, and it will start with small groups. Ones around the community who know her, for instance, recognize me a lot faster. But we don't have weekend seminars for $600 for someone to come and experience some kind of a space nut. That isn't the way God works. And when you ask about protection, yes, you are protected. Because, not from your lower mouth either, but within your heart, you are in service. And you ask for the protection to allow you to continue to serve in the best manner possible, and dead isn't it. But because you are willing, and I want to tell you in this room, he is willing. Death doesn't mean that much to him. Not a fear thing. You're looking at the original Rambo.
Commander, we are somewhat concerned that as we travel around the country and make presentations, that frequently we're speaking to the choir. There's a small group in that area that always comes, and they're always elated to hear what we have to say. Is there a better way or a quicker way to get the information out, because we don't know how much time is left? We need more people to be aware. Is there a better way that you could tell us?
Share your list. I know that sounds trite. Listen to George's problems, because he will be able to help you. I know that you travel a great deal and you go to the same, let us say, seminars, conferences. You share the podium a lot with Eustace. I happen to be here. That is not necessarily that this is the only place I can be. But she hears me, or she will speak for me. The rest of you hear me, but you're not sure. You're still trying to isolate this non-entity something or other. Your guidance is good. Always listen. Listen to the nudges. It seems like an insurmountable task, but all you have to do is look back a year. Look back 2 years. Where are you today versus where were you then? These ones have published 30 journals. That's several thousand pages of truth. We even plagiarized yours, Bob.
It's all right, it's proof.
That's exactly what I said. And besides that, if you want to sue, go ahead. Nobody's got anything. We're ready to test it, too. I can't urge you enough to become really informed about what's in these journals. Not because we put them together, but because there is a lot of help in there. You see, one cannot come to grips with Hatton, who says we have to use what is available. Why would only the adversary get to use all the wonderful things? He makes the rules. We use them. And you're right in the best place to use them. And that's Nevada. Because he set up a lot of things to hide his actions there. So why shouldn't you hide yours? By the same laws of the land. What would God be doing in Caesar's world? Caesar doesn't have a world, he stole it. And I'm committed to get it back. And if it requires that Overly set up 500 corporations for Hatton, we'll do it. I am licensed in the state of California. I can write my own checks. We have some projects to build. And we're going to use their system to get our money to build them. Because you must have it. Now you can listen to their BS all you want to. Back off into a corner and sit there and wait for them to haul you away. Or you can get into it. Utilize what we have, because we must build some survival things. It's going to get rough. When they pull the money system down on you, it is going to be rough. And we've given you ways, not perfection. There will be no perfection if you expect to put up what little dab of money you have, or a lot of money you have, and you're going to quadruple it. You may or may not. But I can tell you this. If you do what we ask you to do, or respond to your queries, what can I do, what can I do? There are some protections. You must get as private as you can. You must get as broke as you can, get out of their system, switch everything into a corporation so when they come looking for you, you don't have anything. It's simple in this room, no one has anything. They'd like to practice with something. But don't underestimate God's plans. The adversary has been working you over for a long time. Don't think God will give you lesser. If you have too much, they will take it. If you work in the wrong direction, they will squash you. They plan on giving you one hell of a go of it. Tribulation, it's called. Ask the Kurds whether or not they think they're in Armageddon. Quit judging everything in this world by your little set and what you don't have. Because for a major part of your world, it's Armageddon, friends. It's already tribulation. You're just waiting for tribulation to hit the United States of America. And it will. And you've got very real physical things to concern with. What do I do for that period of time? They're talking about recalling money. So obviously if you have too much cash, they'll get it, won't they? But you have to have it. Ones living in Nevada got it made. When they get ready to turn it in and roll you out some new, you go from casino to casino, from bank to bank, and you trade it in as quickly as you can for the new money so that you're not circulating old. And it's still a matter of truth. The only backing that you will have is some gold. It is a big pain in the neck to Oberle and George. But through the Phoenix Institute, they can invest in gold, put the gold in one of the elite banks. I think the latest one is Safra, isn't it? Right out of the Middle East. And Israel, Tel Aviv. But that collateral will be the last they will take, do you see? And we're going to make a lot of money for the projects because the projects are good. I want to tell you, Oberle, that Pozzolan mixed with the cement is going to be an incredible breakthrough. You're going to have lightweight cement that a foot of it will give you 10 feet worth of protection in your shelter system. And I'm going to share something in this room, because the adversary knew of the ones that would come together to put this together, and they've already taken that one to Camp David. Don't sigh. It's what you know. What difference does it make other than you didn't know before? They're sending one of George Bush's closest friends. Why would I not work with him? His intent is good. Trying to save the rainforest, trying to find a product, working with Weyerhaeuser to build houses of something other than wood. You ask, do these Judeans know? Of course they don't know. Neither does this man know. He just thinks that this is one most wonderful creature ever created, and how blessed this nation is to have a president who would stand against a tyrant like Saddam Hussein. Does that make Saddam Hussein an angel? Oh my goodness gracious. Let's not go overboard. But that's between Saddam and God. But I'll tell you something. He is not what is projected unto you. And he pulled that war to a close. And you could have had Armageddon right on that field. You have no idea what he's got stashed. But they did hit hard enough to damage him. And then that war got stopped, you noticed.
Commander?
Yes.
Interesting point. Does this gentleman not know that he is now Robotoid?
No, of course not. No way.
No way?
No.
He went through something.
He went to a birthday party.
Oh, he went to the birthday party. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's enough for me.
And these ones think they're on the inside.
Yeah.
Good old Joe. I went, you know, I'm important. And then these ones are programmed. And you can watch them.
Mm-hmm.
You can begin to recognize them. They're programmed. And it is as if they have tunnel vision. I can tell you a very funny one. In fact, I probably already did, about your Carter, when they got ready to take him out. Had a little marathon run, you know, a little one of these jogging things. Very close to Camp David, where, I mean, this is the heart of it. This and your Bethesda Hospital. They have to rotate through here. They have to keep them rotating through these places. Because Mr. Carter really got, I mean, when he came forth on the news talking about the killer rabbit. And they tried to shush him up. You see, flaws in a character get exaggerated. And he's telling this. He'd been on this cabin trip, fishing trip with his family, and this rabbit attacked them. And it was so funny, really, that they make a movie, you know, with this killer rabbit guarding the Holy Grail. But he was serious, and he was incensed. People thought he was joshing. And they realized this had gone too far. They had already had a lot of concerns. Because in the reproduction, these ones' character flaws get exaggerated. Well, they decided that they needed to get rid of Mr. Carter. Get him replaced. Do something. And they decided to just kill him off. So they programmed him for this little run they're going to have. Was a little money raising thing, and he's going to go run with this specific group. And he wasn't just the spring chicken, and he wasn't in all that good shape. And they programmed him to run himself to death on that track. Was hot, but the morning of the race, it was cool. And he did. He just ran himself, and he just ran and ran and ran until he dropped. But he didn't die. When the Secret Service got there, they had to literally hold his legs because he was so programmed, his legs kept going. Then they didn't dare get rid of him because it was obvious he was not nearly dead. So in a little while, here comes a nice new Jimmy Carter out there to pass out the trophies. And yet, once I was expecting this, It is so far-fetched, one can look at it and not see it. Look at what they show you with Mr. Bush. 1 week under stress, you know, he talked out of the side of his face. And he has a very off-half smile. Watch him. This is another thing. When you are duplicating, you often get opposite. So, and this is something else for the robotoid. Stress really does wear it down. They are not geared to handle stress.
What are we up to, Bush?
Try that again on me.
How many are we up to, Bush?
Well, I stopped counting at 30. Look at his hair. Look at how they have to make him up. Does Barbara know? Of course, she's new too. It sounds, you know, too incredible to be true. Well, how can you get them just to the right age? Well, if you were astute, you would find that they're not that good, number one. But you're not, and you're not expecting it, and they know you're not expecting it, and then they will have their makeup men. Well, and then Barbara will come forth and say, well, poor George, you know, he was so tired from his trip. And then he will come on looking very stressed, and she will say, well, he's not sleeping because he's so concerned. And all of these things are very reasonable. So you are fed whatever is necessary. And you take it. Because after all, maybe you didn't sleep last night and you don't look so great.
Who are the people that determine who shall be cloned?
Well, we can start with a group that comes down right out of Kissinger's group. But you know, Kissinger was killed right after he was involved, right after he did the eulogy for one of the Rockefeller brothers that was murdered. And it was an accident. Nancy, I believe, was his wife's name at the time. And their plane had a head-on collision over the ocean, and this threw everybody into a panic. Nobody knew where Kissinger was, and then Kissinger out of the blue comes back, but they had to get rid of Nancy. She never fit. They did not have time to do it properly. They were not ready to replace Kissinger yet. So they just about flubbed it. But Kissinger is pulling most of the strings. And when one's asked me farther than that, I just have to tell you, you're playing with the adversary himself. And you're going to go look for a man that makes these decisions. You see, it feeds on itself. Once you started this sort of replacement deal, it feeds on itself. Now, you might ask me, I hope you would ask me, well, how do we not get replaced? Simple. You don't play their game. They cannot do it unless they have your permission. Now, you may not verbally give your permission, and they can take one cell and reproduce you. But they can't get rid of you, the real you. There are several of you with doubles waiting. And the minute you succumb to their game, you've been had. It's that old spark of life. Only God can give you soul life. Now, can these robotoids ever acquire again soul life? Of course. And they will become your best workers through the gift of life, through grace. Is it likely? Not very often. Because they are already so programmed to the darker side, to the physical planet. Separate physical from spiritual, and you can understand it a little better. Do you think George Bush, for instance, has a big sexual hang-up? This man is driven without deviation to the New World Order. Everything he does is geared for the goal of the New World Order. You're not going to find him wasting his time. So when I say they have to have your permission, what I'm actually saying is if you don't go with their game, you still got the power because you have not given it away. And they can make 1,400 doubles and they can stick them out there, but they can't get rid of you. They have no truth in reality. And you will have ones, oh, I don't know how I can say this without giving away a story that I've not up until now. I'm asked a lot about one or two of the channels, quote, ridiculous word. What happened? At what point were they good receivers? And then they were not. Some of them you will be able to trace to an illness, surgery, a time when they were literally physically replaced. Most of the time it's much more subtle. It's a mental thing, and suddenly they are programmed and they just go off with the most incredible stories. And it usually happens basically through ego. They get to be very, very important. And then pretty soon, they just become a tool of the adversary. And you can all understand it. There's no way that I can sit here and make you understand robotoids, doubles. It started out just as actors. Before it was perfected, genetic robotoids. And we've written about that too, so I won't bore you with it.
You think Ronald Reagan might have been transferred when he was pushed into the vehicle on March the 30th?
Absolutely. Yes. So was Brady. Brady was killed. There is something interesting about this. It puts 007 to shame. And the mind, I understand. I sense it. One of you saying, well, man, I never agreed to play 007 either. Well, yes, you did. But because you have respect for it, you build in your own security system and always clear your space. Anything that you attempt to do is that quiet prayer that says, God, let me do my best, also brings light. And there's more to that light shield. Don't misinterpret the light shield. Just, oh, well, God, send me some light. No. These prana beams, these extra low frequency beams, The only thing that will counter some of those beams is an absolute light shield.
Excuse me, Commander.